Pastor Wang Yi's case highlights a broader trend in China. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. I'll explain how persecution and communism connect in just a moment. And then later on, we'll celebrate progress with a global deaf ministry. But first, Chinese Pastor Wang Yi is not going to appeal his 9-year prison sentence. This decision comes on the heels of a highly controversial court ruling at the start of the new year. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says Yi's case quickly caught the attention of global media.
The trial was held in secret. His family members were not allowed to attend. The lawyers that he had chosen were not allowed to represent him. And he came out of it with a 9-year prison sentence, the longest prison sentence for an ethnic Chinese Christian in several years. It's really just a sort of a signpost on the road that China is on to more oppression of the church, more persecution of Christians.
Nettleton attributes the uptick in persecution to communist insecurity.
The Communist Party wants salvation to come by being a good communist, by being a good member of the party. The church teaches that salvation comes through the blood of Christ. So the Communist Party is directly threatened by that message.
China is rolling out a new rule next month, which requires all religious communities to endorse and support the Communist Party. Pray, and then talk to your congressman.
Our elected officials work for us. We vote for them. We choose them. We need to let them know this is a priority for us as voters.
Next, chaos brews in the Middle East. Tensions between Iran and the U.S. continue to rise, leaving believers around the world searching for peace amid chaos. According to Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries, the Middle East and North Africa need the gospel message now more than ever.
We want people to know truth, and the truth of Christ is supreme and brings hope when there seems to be no hope in circumstances. And it's just so important to continue sending that message.
To emphasize the courage and hope granted through Christ, International Media Ministries wants to spend 2020 spotlighting famous historic Christians from the Middle East.
You spend the time in our ministry this year, we'll be spending a lot of time translating larger projects that tell about significant Christians in history and how they've influenced us even today, and telling that in the languages of North Africa and the Middle East, so that they can imagine people who came from those regions in the past who were willing to stand up no matter what the persecution brought in the second or the third or the fourth century.
Learn more about their 2020 plans at our website. And 2019 brought many milestones for Door International. Rob Myers, president of Door International, says one of the amazing celebrations was for newly translated scripture.
In 2019, we saw two language groups, two deaf communities, receive a full portion of scripture, the full significant portion of scripture for the first time, Mozambique Sign Language and South Sudan Sign Language. And these constitute almost 500,000 deaf people who up until that point really only had very, very small portions of scripture.
And that continues. Door sent out 12 workers into difficult to access areas in Asia and commissioned 15 new translation consultants. Myers also noticed an uptick in deaf work in the church. Finishing the task 2019 had an unprecedented focus on deaf groups, and the excitement is only building. Door hopes to see new indigenous leaders sent out in 2020, but there are oppositions.
We emphasize again and again that these communities that we work in have been cut off from the gospel for thousands of years, and that's a huge spiritual stronghold that can only be overcome by prayer. So your prayers are incredibly significant and important.
Please pray for the work of Door in deaf communities. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.